the show this week, we hear from Cassie Rouse on what makes a good scribe. Cassie, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me again, Chris.
Now, being a good scribe is critical to a judge, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's also really critical to the show and to the show management. Obviously, without a good scribe, the writers don't get the feedback that they need to get from the judge, and the show really couldn't go on without the scribes and other volunteers that are so valuable. When a scribe agrees to judge a show, they really need to make sure they plan to get to the showgrounds at least 20 minutes ahead of when the show is scheduled to start. You know, rushing in at the last minute doesn't make the show management feel comfortable, and it's a little uncomfortable for the scribe, too, because then they feel rushed. So get there early and check in with the show management to let them know that you're there and to get all the materials that you'll need for the day. Most show managements are going to provide you with the pens, the clipboards, things like that. But a really good scribe often has their own packet of things that they bring along, including a blue or black pen along with extras in case it runs out. You will always need a red pen. Clipboards are often helpful. Having something that will secure down any free paper so that they're not blowing around, like an extra rock or clips or something like that, is often very helpful. And then you want to get to the judging booth with all the materials ahead of time so that you can get things organized. The show management will, of course, provide you with the show program and order of go and the show and all of the tests for that day. But it's really helpful for the scribe and the judge to have you have all those things set out and organized. You know where each packet of things are before you start your day. Personally, I like to have the show program between the scribe and myself because I do always ask the scribe to make sure that they check the number on the horse and the number on the test and also then check it off the show program so that we know if that horse has actually showed up in the ring if any questions arise. For example, a test seems to be lost or something. But you don't want to go with the number in the show program. You always want to look at the number on the horse and make sure then that that is the number of the test on the test that you're using. And that's a very critical thing to make sure that we get right, to make sure that we're judging the right horse and that the tests get handed in with the right horse's number on it. Scribing also takes quite a bit of energy because you will be writing quite a bit from the judge's comments, and most shows prefer that you do it for the entire day. Now, occasionally, 4 hours or half a day will work, but as I said, it does take quite a commitment of time as well as energy to make sure that you can keep up with your judge. It's also sometimes helpful to get experience at a schooling show. That's excellent preparation because it's a little bit more laid-back atmosphere and gives you the experience that you need to take to the licensed shows. Before you even get to the show, you also want to make sure you check the weather and dress appropriately. There's nothing more miserable than being too hot or too cold, having the incorrect clothing for the weather. And as you know, many areas of the country, the weather changes throughout the day, so dressing in layers is also very useful. You also want to familiarize yourself with the USDF abbreviation for dressage tests. There are lots of ways to abbreviate, but there is a very nice list with USDF and their guide for scribes, and that's going to make your day a lot easier if you can use appropriate abbreviations rather than write out things like turn on the haunches or rein back or collection, engagement. Those are a lot of words that we will use over and over again. And although sometimes you may feel like you want to use a rubber stamp, it's helpful to know the abbreviation. Being able to have good handwriting is sometimes helpful for the competitor. But, of course, most of us, as we get older, tend to scribble a little bit. But making your comments that the judges give as legible as possible is very important. And then I want to make a comment also on writing down only what the judge gives you. Occasionally, a scribe tries to reinterpret for the judge or leaves out words that may be critical to the meaning that the judge had for the writer. So it's important to get down as much of the verbiage that the judge gives you. If you find that you're getting behind, you should go and make sure that the score is in the box, and then come back when you can to finish the judge's comments. At the end of the test, it is the judge's responsibility to look at the test and make sure that there is a score in every box. But a really good scribe will look over it very briefly and hand it to the judge and say, you missed the score here or you missed the score there. And hopefully that doesn't happen very often. But the judge and the scribe really do work together to make sure that all the information gets down for the competitor in an appropriate manner. And at the end of the test, most judges will want to write their own further comments and collective marks. So it will be only occasionally that a judge will ask you to do that for them. So generally, you're going to hand it to them. They'll make their collective scores and comments and sign the test. And again, judges are only human. So occasionally a judge will miss a signature. And a really good scribe will say, please remember to sign it here. I just want to make a comment about errors. That is, if a writer goes off course. It is very important that the scribe does not take it upon themselves to write -2 or -4. As sometimes the scribe may make a mistake, and it is absolutely always the judge's responsibility to total up the errors. So if an error is made by the writer, the scribe should take the red pen and mark the word error under the remarks or under the directives of the test. And since it's in red or circled in red, that will draw attention to the judge to remember to total up the errors and bring it down at the end of the test. If there is a use of voice, in other words, the writer speaks to the horse or clucks, that's not considered an error of test, but the judge will penalize it. So at the judge's direction, they will usually tell you to write use of voice. So that is, again, not something that you write down -2 or -4 on. It's the judge's discretion how many points they take off. And generally, they will ask you to put a score in the box and then put an X through it and write the new score that they direct you to give. So just knowing these little tips will help make your day go easier and help you work as a partner with your judge to make sure that the writers get the most accurate and helpful information to help them improve upon their performances. A good scribe is absolutely a delight to work with and makes our job as a judge much easier and much more pleasant. So thank you for having me, Chris.